Okay, the Dina of possible Bekissinen. Right. Well, that's part of it. Simen Memches Sif Vav. So Isa Shenisbash of Let's say you have dough that was cooked and then it was baked. You're going bagel, pretzen. I imagine that's pretzels. Lechem Gomerhu. That's considered legit bread. But dafka kashenefa hate it, but only if it was baked very well. I am pimagodim simon. Yeah, fine. So that's why, from what I understand, bagels, they get put into water first, right? And then they get baked, right? Bishul. The definition of bishul is with liquid. So the bagels go into the water for a little bit, and then they get baked. So that's why they are considered hamotzi. But only if they get baked well. If they don't get baked too well, then it's not hamotzi. Lechem gomer shabishul. Let's say this comes up a lot. This lechem, this comes. This is like the crouton issue, and matzah brei. What else do they make? Sometimes little pieces of French toast. So lechem gomer shabishul. You have real lechem that was cooked. I tignu bechema kadoima, or it was fried with butter. And similar, afilu hever mimenu toyer lechem. Even if it doesn't look like bread, kagan shetachu bebeitzim, you smeared it with eggs. Yesh beprusa kezayis. If they're in that piece, is a kezayis called din lechem? I love it. Has a regular din lechem, right? So there's nothing to talk about. If you make matzah brei, or I don't know, it's slipping my mind now of another type of food that gets asked a lot. Whether you can see, the question is, can you see if it's a kezayis? So if it's a kezayis, then then it doesn't make a difference what you did with it. You fried it, boiled it, cooked it, and it looks like bread. I mean, I'm sorry, even if it doesn't look like bread, but as a kezias, then it's considered still hamotzi. All right. But if each piece does not have a kezayis, even though the bishul, the cooking blew it up, meaning it expanded, and each prusa has a kezayis, or it connected to each other and made one big gush. Even if it has, then even if it has, it looks like bread. It doesn't have a din lechem. You only make bar mina mezaynus. And after that, alamichya. And that's even if you ate enough to be satisfied, because it's not, it totally lost its din of bread. And let's say you didn't cook it, but you poured right of reseach on top of it. Have a suffic bracha, mishum de mesapkalon. It's a suffic bracha because mesapik idrei chashiv bishul inyan zeh, whether pouring is considered bishul or not. Ve'en lechol zois ela b'saychasuda, and you shouldn't eat this only taychasuda. Like this, you don't have any issue, right? You washed on bread. V'mloy bishulon ela sharon b'mashkim. Let's say you didn't cook it, but you soaked it in liquid, like b'marak or with soup, a kadaima. V'ein b'prusis kezayis, and there's no kezayis. V'zat tali im yesh ben toyer lechem. Eloi, it's tali whether it looks like bread or not. Shem yesh len toyer lechem, because if it does have lechem, havi lu din lechem gomer, it's considered legit lechem. V'mein lehen toyer lechem, and if it doesn't look like bread, ain lan din lechem, then it doesn't have din lechem. V'afilu achal kedei svia, and even if you ate enough to be satisfied, mevarich rak bayra mina b'zaynus u'la'achar v'ala michyo. Im nishtana mar ha'mashkin machos ha'prusas, let's say the liquid changed color because of the pieces, b'yadua sh'nevin mehem tayar lechem, then it's yadua that it lost its status of bread. V'cheinim nishru b'yayin edoim, and it's, yeah, if you soaked it in red wine, and lamb od tayer lechem, it does not have any more tayer of lechem. Fine. Ches Isa. So I'm saying, so basically, you have to judge each case by itself. So this is another area where pictures come in very handy, because instead of the description, they send a picture of the whole thing, and then you see what it looks like. Ches Isa Chanel shall feel by my levat. If you have dough that was kneaded even just by water, ubishlan, and then you cooked it, you make a mezonos. And afterwards, alamichya. Even if you ate enough to be satisfied. Grisin, they're made from the 5 grains of bush, and you cook them. That's even if you ate a shir sviya. But if you eat it with soup, and dough that you get, you eat with soup, ayy machalava with milk, shenispashluba that you cooked in it, ain't sarach levarech ala marag vachalav. You don't have to make a bracha on the soup and the milk, kihema tefelim ubatelim legabeim, because it's tuffle to this dough. Aval im bishul rak ma'at levivas agrisin, but if you only cooked a little bit of these, levivas is like dumplings, or grisin is, also the beans, the ikra kavanose rak bishula roitev achalav, and ikra kavanah is only for the roitev achalav. Binyan zeh einam betalin. With this inyan, it's not potel. Mevarach alein shahakol, and you just make a bracha shahakol because it's not potel. Va'afal pi she'ochel gam levivas agrisin, even though you're eating the mezainous things, ein haroitev achalav betalos, it's not potel. Kivin shehein ha'ikra, since they are the ikras. This gets into the whole cereal thing. Right? Should you make a bracha on the cereal with the milk, etc.? Kamakum kedei lasis al tzara yoyse toiv roi levarach tchila shahakol. Kol al haroitev. First make shahakol on the liquid. Oy al hachalav levar or on the milk. Velishtois ktsas. And then drink a little. V'achakach yivarach al vivas. Oy agrisen. Vare minem zonis. Fine. Shagam heima einan tfeilas. Because they're also not tuffle. Even though the kavanah is not for them, because a min dagon is chashuv, ain't a nasa tuffel lahafsid b'chosoi, and it's not nasa tuffel to be mafsid b'chosoi. Kol shabal litein tam b'kedera, as long as it's there to give tam in the kedera. This is very hard to learn in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in a 15-20 minute seder, even in an hour seder, it's hard to understand all this, all the nuances. Tess. If you have a food that's made out of ground up matzah, knedel, kremzel, it was mixed together with fats, and you grind it up and you cook it. Fine. Dvarim yud, dvarim mimine dagon. Grain shebishlanim shar minim that you cooked with other minim. K'mayshu haderech shemavashin perure isa in pilin a kidneys. You take little bits of dough and you cook it with beans, etc. Farfel, bendlach, our arbis, vafilu min echad who arrive. Even if one type is the majority, k'makam kimish kol echad muvdu b'fnei. Since each one is its own separate food, tzarach levarach shtei brachas. You need to make two brachas. Da'ana shemavarach tchila al ktsas piru re'isak bar eminem zaynis. Va'aychlan, you eat it. Va'achakach mevarach al ktsas poilin bar e bri adama. Va'aychlan, va'achach aychlan v'yachad. Va'aroitiv hu tofel. The right to stuff. Ain't it tzarach levarach alone. You don't need to make a bracha. Va'aych, shari nifta v'richas bar e pri adama. Kedila kamon. Avalim nismachu, that's if you can see each individual type of food. Avalim nismachu, v'nisaru yachad, if it got smashed and mixed together. So if you see it's mixed together with kemach, so I don't know what type of food that would be, but even though the flour is the minority of it, so this gets into all these gluten-free type things. So they have a little bit of gluten-free oats or gluten-free flour, and it's mixed in together with all sorts of other things, right? Actually, when I'm thinking about it now, what's it called? Sponge cake. What's wrong on sponge cake? Sponge cake is, well, mostly sugar, right? Just talking about a little bit of flour. But there, since the flour is from the chameshas mine dagon, so that goes first. But that's only if the flour is there to give taste. This is the big licorice shaila. But to just put in a little flour for to make it as a glue, you put in a little bit of flour to make it thick. You also take some sort of cake made out of almonds and sugar and eggs are nice and by rock mod kemach. You only put a little flour, the devik ba'alma, just to make sure that it binds. Oz batal a kemach, vein mevarchan rak ala ikar, then the kemach is batal, and you only make a bracha on the ikar. Chein roitiv. So that's the, what's the licorice? It used to be, everybody said, that's mezainis on licorice, because there's flour in there. And then most paiskim, as far as I understand, changed their mind and said, well, the flour's there not for the taste. The flour's there just to bind all that sugar together. Fine. So therefore, you would not make mezainis, you make shehakol. Licorice, you take some sort of liquid and you put in some wheat, some roasted wheat, and you mix in butter. Ain mevarchin ala roitiv kiim shakol, you only make shakol. Avalim hu boirer es hapirurin hametugonin v'ayichlam. If you separate the crumbs that are fried and they eat them by themselves, tzarach levarach aleim boirim minim mezainas, you need to make a bayar minim mezainas. V'mayichlam mehem kezayis, tzarach levarach acharein ala mechya. Then you have to make an ala mechya. Like with all these halachas, I have no idea how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected anybody then that anybody who didn't sit and learn this sugya for who knows how long, right, to understand all this. But okay, we can only try and get the basics. All right, everybody should have a fine night and Bsuras Tovus and a good Chodesh.
Thank you.
Bye.